This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thanks for tuning in, joining us. Great to have you here. Mary, it's official. We are into March.
Love it.
In like a lion, out like a Bloomberg in a campaign. Sorry. They're all dropping right now. The political scene, very, very tense right now. And if you are looking for a place to avoid all sorts of political talk, all sorts of analysis, my friends, you are in the right place.
You're lucky.
Right here. Because we have none of it. We have none of it. We want nothing to do with it. But I will say, from a bit of a world standpoint here, certainly... We've certainly made the news when it comes to the whole coronavirus.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. It is just, here's my question.
Yep.
I put up a post recently that said, you know, the CDC says that we have to keep 6 feet away from people who we think are sick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody was out there buying Purell and Clorox wipes when you should have been buying measuring tape.
It's tough to gauge. I mean, you could possibly be 5 feet, 5 inches away from someone. Not that clear 6 feet.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to be one Mary length or one Blake length, not one Ben length. Anything more than anything less than a Mary length away. Are you officially 6 feet? No, you're.
I'm 5'11", yeah, so yeah, yeah, yeah. 1 inch short.
So
basically,
just pump the hair up a little bit. Here's my other question. They're telling you wash your hands and cough into your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
When do we wash our elbows? Because that has to be just a germ factory right there. That is so gross. You're not washing your elbow.
No, you're not.
I mean, if you got a long sleeve shirt on.
That's what I assume everyone's hopefully wearing because it's still winter. But yeah, you're right.
How often do you wash your jacket?
Not often enough.
Yeah. There we go. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
It's like, okay, washing your hands is great, but clean those elbows, people. Cough into your arm or the what you got to every time
Just
you
stay home.
Every time you wash your hands, you should be walking up to that sink totally topless.
There you go.
Rip the shirts off. Women, you can leave the undergarments on, but
just take a shower every time.
Absolutely. Forearm to forearm. Let's go. It's like you're prepping for surgery. I thought about that earlier today. And like, this is a kind of a gross area.
Yeah.
So, and if you if you go to put somebody in a headlock, you know, you're coming up from behind, that elbow goes right into the face. That's even worse.
Wrestlers need to be careful.
That's like a form of bio warfare.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
But nonetheless, I think something that can certainly solve this kind of problem would be corned beef and cabbage, which we are duly coming up on the season of. Starting to see that everywhere right now. Are you a corned beef and cabbage kind of person, Mary?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Sign me up. I know that it's what I actually like to eat it at a restaurant, though. I know a lot of people, you know, I've got a lot of Celtic heritage in my family, too. A lot of people like to make it at home, and it's delicious, and it's easy. It just all goes in the pot, but it's so stinky.
Just boil it to death. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really smelly, so I prefer to go out for a St. Patrick's Day meal sometime that week, even, just so I'm not there with all the people who are hooting and hollering while I'm there with my 4 and 6 year old just trying to eat cabbage. My kids don't like it, you know? So for me, sometimes I'll just get a to-go box from like Greg's or something and then I can eat it, but my whole house doesn't smell. How about you?
I recently tried cooking it in the Instant Pot and holy cow.
Really?
Perfect. Here's a little pro tip though.
Uh-huh.
They say to use like 1 cup of beef broth or, you know, beef stock and 2 cups of water. You can go ahead and use all 3 cups of water because that is quite the salty little guy. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to use you can put the potatoes and other veggies in, carrots, onions, and cabbage. You can put that in with like 20 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Takes about takes about 90 minutes.
And your house doesn't like smell a ton.
Because it still has the aroma, but it's not like it is what it is. Everything comes with the price, you know? Like coughing into your arm. You know, these are the unforeseen circumstances that come along with it. But where is the best place, though, to get the corned beef and cabbage? Is it at a staple restaurant, or is there some kind of an activity, whether it be at a church or a VFW hall or some random place? I know
that's a good question.
For us in the Warren area, Luke's Inn, which is the area Chinese restaurant, hands down has the best corned beef and cabbage.
Get out.
I kid you not.
Because that's what I need. Yeah. I need something. I can't go to your typical Irish pub, which obviously they're going to have, and it's going to be great because people are partying that day. And I, honest to God, just want the corned beef and cabbage. Yeah. So I'm not there necessarily for the Guinness and staying up all night. I'm just there for the food. But seriously, a Chinese food place near you has the best corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's we are looking for your input right on our social media page. Let us know.
Yes.
We can, or if you're hosting it at a random place, at a unique place as a fundraiser, I know the Grist Mill every year over in Seekonk, they have it for one of the local churches. They just convert, and all the nuns go over there, and they serve, and you can party with them. It's very, you know, it's just one thing on the menu. You go there and get it, but it's good time. So want to hear about that because now it's all in season. Of course, then we'll have the Zapalus and everything that goes with St. Joseph Day.
That's right.
But looking forward to that. If you are tuned in right now when you're on the road, working, getting errands done, listen, enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, Mary, you know where you can find that info?
I sure do.
Right on our website.
Wicked Wordy Podcast.
Look at that. I mean, it's like we talk about this every week. Just go to the website.
You never guess. Kicking things off, Ben has a wicked interesting suggestion for you.
In the spirit of St. Patrick's, ladies and gentlemen, the 38th annual Pawtucket St. Patrick's Parade happening on Saturday right there, stepping off near McCoy Stadium.
Very
cool.
Goes
down Walcott Street, past St. Ray's, where they've just sterilized the place, ends in front of City Hall. There'll be a party at the Armory on Exchange Street next to Tolman High School. It's going to be great. The 2020 Grand Marshal, Irish only for one day, Miss Allison Bologna of NBC 10.
Nice.
I believe she's Italian.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is a day to tie in all the various cultures. It's a worldwide phenomenon, Mary. But this is one of the fun parades that's out there. This is perfect for family.
Yes.
I caution people who go down to Newport because it gets a little crazy as you get closer to St. Patrick's Day. If you have a family like yours, Mary, I do not suggest you go up to Southie in Boston because that is just madness.
Agreed.
Absolute madness. This parade in Pawtucket on Saturday, March 7th, is a perfect way to kick it off. You're going to see lots of great stuff there. Rain or shine, it's perfect. And, of course, the music this year will be provided at the Armory by the Coppersmiths. So, aside, they will put down the hammer and tools to pick up their instruments, perhaps a drum, an accordion, a penny whistle. And
I love penny whistle.
Well, it only costs a penny. It sounds cheap too. that flute sounds like it costs like a penny. But that is happening. I'm sorry. I just
got you.
All sorts of crazy today. But that is happening on Saturday. It looks like it's going to be great weather for it too. But like I said, rain or shine. That is our wicked interesting pick of the week. Now time for the Wicked Fun, the 401.
So there are days that I like to do things with my kids and take them to restaurants to go find corned beef cabbage or to family-friendly parades. But there are other moments in my life where I need a break.
So you put them on a plane and say, see you later.
Not quite yet, but I do get a babysitter. Oh, okay. And I wanted to let you know about this really cool thing that's going on through the West Warwick Public Library. So they are having actually a free babysitting, teen babysitting training workshop that is taking place this Saturday from 10 to 12:30. I will tell you that this workshop is currently full, but they will be doing subsequent workshops. So if you have a teenager in your family who wants to get to know a little bit more about babysitting and go through some certification, they can do that in the future. But I wanted to also let you know that Wednesday, March 11th, you now get to go and have a meet and greet with these now certified sitters. So that's taking place Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 right at the West Warwick Library. All of these are going to be, you know, teens who want to babysit, who like kids, and now are certified to do that. There's no registration for this, and there are going to be some refreshments served, and children are also welcome to come to this event as well. So that, once again, the meet and greet is taking place on Wednesday. The babysitting training, which is currently full, takes place on Saturday, but I would call the West Warwick Library if you do have a teen interested to sign up for the next one.
Yeah, that's something that just really sounds like a great idea. I imagine they would cover the simple things like, you know, first aid, CPR, perhaps even like how to call poison control, what, you know, that kind of stuff there. So that's great. Very, very helpful information. Mary, as we are entering the springtime, people are starting to turn their attention towards nuptials.
Yes.
And if you are somebody who recently got engaged, can I tell you that the Rhode Island Bridal and Wedding Expo happening at the Rhode Island Convention Center on Sunday from 12:30 to 5 p.m. is where you want to be. If you're looking for a black tie affair, if you're looking for a casual barefoot ceremony on the beach, they will have every expert, every option you need, every vendor all in one spot there at the Rhode Island Convention Center on Sunday from 12:30 to 5. Pro tip, Mary, a pro tip, because a lot of these places give stuff away.
Yeah.
Print out a roll or a page of those Avery labels with your name and email address.
Okay.
And when you go and they say, hey, just sign up to get to win a free hour of DJ service or something. One of the sticky labels, put it on the thing, walk away.
Bada bing, bada boom. I love it.
I was never more impressed when I saw that the first time I ever worked at a bridal show. I said, those are some smart brides right there, because there's a lot to see. There's a lot to take in. And you're just really trying to get kind of it's tough. It's easier now, I think, with social media, because you can kind of look and kind of gauge what people's reaction are based on what videos they post to their various social media sites. But still, you want to talk to these people, and you kind of... you want to see if it's a right fit, especially when it comes to photography, because it's just such a personal, intimate thing. I've always told people, you're going to eat again. You'll wear clothes again. You will dance again. But the one thing you cannot recreate from that day, one shot to get it, photography.
Agreed.
Don't trust your friend with Instagram filters, folks. Go out. I've used Blue Flash Photography. You've used various photographers as well. The great people out there. Use somebody who you can trust. So, but again, that's the Rhode Island Bridal Wedding Expo happening on Sunday at the Rhode Island Convention Center. What else do we have?
Okay, listen, there's something else going on Sunday, and maybe you're not getting married, and maybe you are mad because maybe you just got broken up with, and you just want to go to an event where you can scream your heart out and you can get out some of your aggression by cheering for your team. Your P Bruins, your Providence Bruins, are going to be facing off the Hershey Bears. And I don't know about you, Ben, but when I go to a live hockey event, the adrenaline rush just runs through the crowd. We're all screaming, hooting, and hollering together. It's Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Tickets are really reasonably priced for the Providence Bruins. It's like 13 to maybe max 38, 40 bucks. And this, of course, is a family-friendly event. Great thing. And, you know, winter hopefully is on its way out, because this has been the worst winter ever. Very little snow. I'm all set with this. Bring on the springtime.
Unless you're a realist like myself and you think this has been great. Mary, you talk about the rage and you for not getting engaged. Maybe you get engaged at the P Bruins and you surprise her. You say, hey, we really didn't come here for the P Bruins. We came here to go to the expo. Let's go and plan this sucker.
Hey.
She may not
you
be.
You could do both that same day,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how you stage it and set it up, you could be in a lot of trouble, too. So just...
agreed.
Good option. Good option. Maybe you could, maybe you go to the bridal show early and go to the Bruins afterwards. So,
so I love it. What else do we have?
What time does the puck drop for them again? Is it?
3:05.
3:05. Okay, that's a 3:05 puck drop. That's perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Good time. Good time. Awesome. The Mishnock Friends Country Dance Weekend is happening, folks, all this weekend, the 6th through the 8th. Different times. They'll have different bands. They'll have DJs. They'll have dancers from near and far. You can do partner dance lesson, open dancing. Like I said, great instructors. If you need a hotel, if you're coming from all around the country, you can do that as well. You can come on down. But the Mishmack Barn is located in West Greenwich, Rhode Island. And, you know, it's one of these things where if you've never been, but you like country music or you like country rock, you got to go there, check it out, because it really is something different. It's a little off the beaten path. Not going to lie. It's going to take you a little bit to get there from the Providence area, but it is well worth the trip.
Like, how long does it take you?
It takes you about 30, 35 minutes from Providence.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not all crazy. Right. It's West Greenwich. I mean, it's
not like you're going, okay, down to Watch Hill or
you
something.
You don't need a passport.
That's good.
Maybe,
glad about that.
Maybe the real ID just to get back into Providence. But no, you don't need a passport to go to the Mishnock Barn. And it's, good place. Lots of fun. Check that out. Again, that's happening throughout the weekend. It's just a variety of times. So you're not going to want to miss it. So
that's right. So while you're dancing or maybe checking out the P Bruins or talking about planning a wedding, there is also something in store for young ones in your life. Now, every Saturday, you and I, Ben, we talk frequently about the amazing farmers markets that we have in the state.
Yes.
And even in the wintertime, the farmers markets are still going strong.
Sure.
So the Pawtucket are the Hope Artiste Village, they have one of those really nice indoor farmers markets. And there inside the Hope Artiste Village is the Empowerment Factory, which is this really nice artistic space. And they do free art workshops for kids. It's going to be a 10 a.m. class, and they also have an 11:30 a.m. class. And what they're going to be making this week is a dream box. So it's like this little wooden box, and they get to decorate it with however they see fit. There's tons of different materials. And they get to write some inspirational stuff inside. And this is a workshop that happens each Saturday, actually. They have different themes for the workshop. So if you are someone who wants to go to the farmer's market and possibly drop your kids off if they're old enough to do this activity while you shop, or maybe you stay there with them, they are asking that you arrive 5 to 10 minutes early just so you can stay on schedule and make it a really good experience for everybody. And they would like you to register just in case, but walk-ins are allowed and all materials are provided. So, you know, there's free parking, you can get some shopping done and get a little bit of artsy stuff in for the kids this Saturday.
Very cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to help some furry friends find forever homes. Thanks to our good friend Karen Kalunian, Animal Talk with Karen Kalunian. You can see that over in the Warwick Beacon. Mary, who are we meeting today?
Oh my goodness, I can't get over these names. They're sister kitties, Pumbaa and Timon. They are such beautiful little girls. They're 10-month-old tabbies, and they're looking for a home together. Now, I will say they're both a little shy at first, but they warm up very quickly, and they love attention. These sisters are like little marshmallows of softness, and each one has their own special beauty.
Now, Timon and Pumbaa, or Pumbaa and Timon. Sorry.
You just made a nice hybrid.
It's two cats, one name, ladies and gentlemen. They are available through for adoption through the Scruffy Paws Rescue, but you can see them every day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at PetSmart, which is in Johnston. You go see them over there. And, you know, folks, what's better than adopting one kitty? Adopting two.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Check that out.
Well, you can see a photo of Pumbaa. Now I'm going to call them Pomona. can see a photo of Pumbaa and Timon on our Facebook page, the Wicked Roadie Facebook page. And if you know of an animal in need, you can also find a link to Karen through our Facebook page. So go on in and check it out.
And if you do adopt both of them, you have our permission to call them Pomona. Together, collectively.
Yes, you're welcome.
That's a wicked nice thing we offer, Mary, is life hacks. Save time calling two cats by one cat names.
I love it.
That's what we do.
Should do it for all your family members,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, Wicked Roadie, we're here proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island, of course, to help spread the word about things that you can do to help make our community better and different volunteer experiences.
Well, Mary, the first group that's looking for a little bit of help would be the Goodwill Industries of Rhode Island. They provide services and programs that result in jobs and expanded economic opportunities to youth and adults living with disabilities or other barriers to employment. Right now, what they need help is purging client files. So it's a bit of a, you got to have a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of background in this. So if you want to learn how you can get involved or what it takes, you can just reach out to Denise over at Goodwill RI or give them a call. They are looking for a case filer that is over at the Goodwill Industries of Rhode Island. Mary, what do you got?
Nice. The Audubon Society of Rhode Island in Smithfield is looking for a refuge monitor. So this nonprofit focuses on environmental conservation, education, and advocacy in effort to preserve and protect Rhode Island's natural heritage. And they need volunteers to assist in monitoring, tracking, and reporting on the condition of public and private land holdings. So if you like to get out there and kind of explore and be out and get some fresh air, this is a great thing for you to really help kind of keep our eye on our community while doing some good as well.
If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, the upcoming 401 Gives Day on April 1st, 2020, which actually, Mary, we're going to be talking about that a little bit more in the coming weeks because that's going to be a big day. Or if you're in need of assistance, visit the website or simply dial 211 and get connected directly to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Check us on out on social media. Go see those kitties. Go see Timon and Pumbaa or Pimon, however you want to see them. They're up on Facebook. Go check out their cute little mugs. See us on Instagram as well and keep using the hashtag Wicked Roadie. It really, really helps people learn about the podcast. You can always screenshot the podcast in your podcast app, share it on your stories, put it on your walls, let people know that this is the best place to get non-political talk this time of year and get some good news about things going on in Rhode Island.
Non-political talk anytime you tune in, because you know what? We are just focused on having wonderful events and fun. But if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, by the way, we don't do the political advertising thing, so there you go.
Yeah.
But you can email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook.
That's right. Until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday,
where we will feature three animals and conjoin three names together. Maybe we can get a triple join conjoined animal. That'd be weird.
Ooh,
Karen will bring us something cute and furry, I'm sure.